You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for Monday, November 15th, 2021. In COVID news, there were 9,702 reported cases of coronavirus in the last 72 hours, 85 new hospitalizations, and 20 deaths in Switzerland. COVID numbers are not reported over the weekend, so these numbers reflect the cumulative data from the last 72 hours. 98.8% of new cases of coronavirus in Switzerland are due to the highly contagious Delta variant. 64.8% of Swiss residents are fully vaccinated. 10 days ago, 64.6% were fully vaccinated. This shows an increase in fully vaccinated of only 0.2% in the week, which was touted as National Vaccination Week in Switzerland. The R, or reproductive rate, of the virus stands at 1.3. Any number over 1 means the virus is not controlled. Unterwald, Appenzell, and Schwyz have the highest percentage of new COVID cases per population. These cantons also have the lowest rate of vaccination. According to Le Matin, Federal Council President Guy Parmala announced that the third dose of coronavirus vaccine, or the booster shot, may soon no longer be reserved for people over 65 and for those who are immunocompromised. Parmala stated, quote, "I think that the Federal Council will soon be able to take the decision to extend the third vaccination to all the population who so wish," end quote. Still pleading for vaccination, Guy Parmala further argued that there is a very clear correlation between the vaccination rate and the level of circulation of the virus. Where we have vaccinated a lot, in some French-speaking cantons, for example, the incidence rate is much lower than in other cantons where the vaccination rate is low, he said. Christoph Berger, who chairs the Federal Commission for Vaccinations, believes that the third dose for the whole population will be available this year, stating, quote, "As soon as the over 65s have received theirs, it will be open to the youngest." This statement is supported by Federal Council President Guy Parmala, who was interviewed by the NZZ am Sonntag, where he calls for the arrival of the third dose for the whole population in the near future. Still, a quarter of the population refuses to be vaccinated. Guy Parmala expresses his concern because the Confederation cannot rule out the overloading of the healthcare system in the event of a fifth wave. This not only because of the limited number of intensive care beds, but also because of the lack of highly qualified personnel to care for patients requiring such care. In addition, he fears that conflicts between cantons will arise in the event of overloading, stating, quote, "What will happen if patients have to be transferred to other cantons? Will a canton with high vaccination coverage always be ready to take care of the unvaccinated from a canton with low coverage? Or will they refuse to do so? Or will they demand financial compensation?" Parmala continues, quote, "But we will only impose stricter rules if they are absolutely necessary. And we want to avoid further confinement at all costs. However," he adds, "people who have been vaccinated strive for normality and do not want to be forced to endorse measures forever because of a minority who do not want to be vaccinated. These people are hoping for a clear yes to the COVID law. The Federal Council is fighting for this," end quote. Guy Parmelin is referring to the second referendum, which calls for Swiss voters to once again vote to allow or disallow the government to institute measures such as the COVID certificate mandate going forward. The ballots are due on November 28th, and it is the hope of the Federal Council that the Swiss electorate vote in favor of keeping the current COVID law in place. The ski season is well and truly launched in Canton Valais. Thanks to high-altitude ski stations, the Canton of Valais ski season is well underway. Damien Constantine, Valais promotion manager, stated, quote, "The start of the season is going to be very positive, with good snow conditions and cool temperatures for the start of November. This first snow is enviable and has triggered reservations. The fact that the mountains are white is great news," end quote. The first resorts to launch the 2021-2022 winter season are Saas-Fee, Zermatt, and part of the Four Valleys area, with Verbier, Nanda, and Vaisonnaz. For an overview of the openings of all the Valais resorts, you can get information on the snow report online at valais.ch. That's valais.ch. The COVID-19 certificate is not required for ski lifts, but the mask must be worn inside buildings and in telecabins. As in all of Switzerland, the COVID certificate is compulsory in restaurants, but not on outdoor terraces. According to an article on imexpat.ch, Switzerland experienced a record low harvest this year due to the poor weather conditions in the spring and summer. As a result, consumers will see fewer fruits and vegetables, wines, and grains, and the quality of some of the products may be less. The article in I Am Expat states that Marcus Weber from the Association of Swiss Vegetable Producers said that the poor conditions led to some of the larger carrots not being sown or sown too late. He predicted that this will be one of the few times ever in Switzerland where carrots will have to be imported from abroad. And it isn't just carrots that are the problem. The potato harvest has suffered as well. It's predicted that in the coming weeks, fresh Swiss vegetables will be in short supply. Eastern Switzerland cantons have the lowest vaccination rates in the country, and the cantonal governments of those cantons came up with creative ways to vaccinate their residents during Switzerland's National Vaccination Week, which ended this past Friday. In a previous podcast, we reported that Appenzell Ausserrhoden was offering hypnosis to the vaccine-hesitant or syringe-fearful residents. It's reported that 15 people took advantage of hypnosis services prior to being vaccinated for the first time in Appenzell Ausserrhoden. The canton has reached the 60% mark for people with at least one dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The vaccination rate during National Vaccination Week in Switzerland was below expectations. However, the advice centers set up to inform the public were popular and utilized. Thanks for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.